Hello, everybody. Welcome to Getting Help with VoiceOver. So VoiceOver on the Mac is a very powerful screen reader, but it also has a bit of a learning curve. Luckily, Apple does provide a handful of learning resources, reference materials, and some built-in help. In this lesson, we're going to go through how to access and use those resources. But before we begin, there's two things you should know. One, this tutorial is done with no modifications to the VoiceOver settings. If you change the way focus behaves in VoiceOver, you might find some of the keystrokes are slightly different than what is mentioned in this video. Second, we'll also be referencing VoiceOver keys, specifically Control and Option, as simply the VO keys. This is consistent with many of the support documents and tutorials that VoiceOver provides. Now, the home base to all the VoiceOver built-in help is the VoiceOver Help menu. You can access this menu at any time on the computer by pressing VOH.
VoiceOver Help menu 6 items.
The VoiceOver Help menu can be navigated in the same way most menus work on the Mac, by using the up and down arrow keys to navigate through the menu options.
Online Help Control Option, Commands Help Menu, Keyboard Help Control Option, Sounds Help Menu.
You can use the spacebar or the Enter key to select a menu item. To close this menu, just press the Escape key.
Desktop, empty group.
Now, let's explore some of the items in this help menu.
VoiceOver Help menu 6 items.
The first item is Online Help.
Online Help Control Option, question.
The Online Help feature contains a variety of reference and instructional materials on how to use VoiceOver. It's not designed as a place to start, but rather a reference for those users who want to learn more about how VoiceOver works. To get the most out of Online Help, you will need to have some basic understanding for navigating and using VoiceOver. If you are just at the beginning, then the best place to start will be in the Quick Start tutorial or the Getting Started guide, which we will cover later. When you select Online Help,
opening VoiceOver Online application window toolbar.
The help application will open and your focus will be inside of the application window. This is an Apple Universal Help menu. Many of the other applications have a similar help menu. This information is stored online and can be updated by Apple since it's loaded as a web page. Because of this reason, you might find that the help menu takes a minute or two to load before it's ready to use. The first thing you want to do is move VoiceOver to the web content that makes up the help menu. Press VO right arrow until you hear web content.
Vertical splitter, collapse web content.
Now, interact with the web content by using VO shift down arrow.
In web content banner.
The easiest way to navigate the help menu will require you to make sure Quick Nav is turned off. If you're not familiar with Quick Nav, you can turn this feature on and off by pressing the left and right arrow keys at the same time.
Quick Nav on. Quick Nav off.
Use the VO right and left arrow keys to read through the content of each section.
Heading level 1, VoiceOver Help. End of banner. Visited link. Browse topics. Heading level 2, welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver is the screen reader integrated into Mac OS. It describes aloud what's on the screen and lets you control your Mac using gestures, a keyboard, or a braille display.
Press the right or left arrow keys by themselves to move to the next and previous section.
Web content. Heading level 1, use the VoiOver modifier. You enter VoiceOver command. Heading level 1, pause or mute speech. Heading level 1, set up or turn off cursor tracking.
Because each page is essentially a website, you might notice that when you use the right arrow key by itself to move to the next section, you'll begin reading that section automatically. Some sections will contain a heading followed by a collapse button.
It can be useful to turn on note, link, period, heading level 2, turn on cursor tracking for the mouse, collapsed button.
These are optional sections, and to read them, press VO space. This will expand the topic.
Turn on cursor tracking for the mouse, expanded button.
You can then use your reading commands like VO right arrow to read about that topic.
Open VoiceOver utility, press VO F8 when VoiceOver is on, click the navigation category, click follows VoiceOver cursor, moves VoiceOver cursor.
When you're done exploring the online help, you can quit it at any time by pressing Command and Q.
Finder, desktop, empty group.
The second item in VoiceOver Help's menu is Commands Help.
VoiceOver Help menu 6 items. Online Help Control Option. Commands Help menu Control Option HH.
This feature acts as a reference to all of the various VoiceOver commands. All of these commands are universal commands that VoiceOver will respond to through various keyboard shortcuts. Keep in mind that each individual application can have its own set of keyboard commands specific to it. You will find those keyboard commands in the menu bar, so you will only find VoiceOver-specific commands in the VoiceOver Help Commands Help menu. When you select Commands Help,
Commands Help menu 13 items,
you will be in a submenu of the VoiceOver Help menu. You can navigate using the up and down arrow keys, and you can make selections with the space or the Enter key.
General menu, Information menu, Navigation menu, Text menu. Text menu 27 items. Read current character control option C. Read current character phonetically control option CC. Read current line control option L. Read current paragraph control option P.
The commands help is broken into various categories like general, navigation, web, and text. If you select one of these categories, you can get back to this main menu by pressing the left arrow key.
Commands help menu on text menu.
If you know the name of the command, but not the keyboard shortcut, you can simply type it into the keyboard while inside commands help.
19 items, find next heading control option command H.
This will perform a search and it will give you a list of items that match what you typed. Keep in mind that if you use this feature while inside one of the subcategories, it will only search for that command in that specific subcategory. If you want to search all the commands, do so at the main commands help menu. Remember that if you're inside of a subcategory, you can use the left arrow key to go back to the main menu. To end your search, but stay inside the commands help menu, press the delete key once.
13 items, general menu.
When you're done using the commands help menu, you can press the escape key to close it.
Desktop, empty group.
The third item in the VoiceOver help menu is keyboard help.
VoiceOver help menu 6 item, online help, commands help, keyboard help control option K.
This particular help feature can be activated at any time by pressing VOK.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
When keyboard help is activated, the computer will echo the name of any key pressed on the keyboard.
F, D, S, Tab, 3, Option.
This is a great way to explore the various keys on your keyboard. If you're using a third-party keyboard with custom keys, keep in mind some of those special keys may not be read out loud in keyboard help. You can also try out various VoiceOver commands to hear their names. For example, with keyboard help on, if you press VO, Command H,
Control, Option, Command, H, find next heading, navigates to the next heading regardless of heading level.
Keyboard help will inform you that this command is the find next heading command. To stop keyboard help, either press the escape key or VOK again.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
The fourth item in VoiceOver help is the sounds help menu.
VoiceOver help menu 6 items, online help commands, keyboard help, sounds help menu. Sounds help menu 59 items.
When you enter sounds help, you're brought to a menu that as you navigate up or down, you will hear a sound and then an explanation of what that sound means.
Announcement basic alert. Application updated an item. Attachment begin. Attachment end. Boundary reached. Braille display connected.
The sounds and explanations can come fast, but keep in mind that you can press the space or the enter key to repeat both the sound and the explanation.
Braille display connected. Braille display connected.
When you're done with sounds help, you can press the escape key to close the help menu.
Desktop, empty group.
The fifth item in the VoiceOver help menu is the quick start tutorial.
VoiceOver help menu 6 items, online commands, keyboard, sounds, quick start tutorial control option FN command 8.
The very first time that VoiceOver is activated on the computer, it will offer to open the Quick Start tutorial. This guide is designed to walk you through the basics of using VoiceOver and does not assume previous knowledge about VoiceOver or screen readers.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn VoiceOver basics as well as important VoiceOver commands to help you navigate on your Mac and use apps. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later.
When you turn on the Quick Start tutorial, it will temporarily turn off VoiceOver, and it gives you an explanation of how the tutorial works. You can use the left and right arrow keys by themselves to move to the various sections of the Quick Start tutorial. I highly recommend that you wait and listen to everything each menu says before moving forward. Many of the sections will include a hands-on section where you can practice what you've learned. To close the Quick Start tutorial, you can press the Escape key on the keyboard. If you were in the middle of a lesson when you exited, don't worry. It will remember where you were when you return and offer to put you back where you left off.
VoiceOver on Finder, Desktop, Desktop, Empty Group.
The sixth and last item in the VoiceOver Help menu is the Getting Started Guide.
VoiceOver Help menu, Command, Key, Sound, Quick, Getting Started Guide.
The Getting Started Guide is designed as a manual for how to use VoiceOver. Think of it as a continuation of the Quick Start tutorial. You will need to have some basic VoiceOver navigation skills in order to get the most out of this guide. So if you're a very beginner, it's best to complete the Quick Start tutorial first. When you select the Getting Started Guide, it will open the Safari web browser and load a web page that contains the Getting Started Guide.
Opening Getting Started Guide. Safari.
First, press VO right arrow till you hear Getting Started Guide Web Content.
New tab button. Vertical splitter. VoiceOver Getting Started Guide Web Content.
Interact with the web content with VO shift down arrow.
Web application. Web application.
If this is your first time using the VoiceOver Getting Started Guide, I highly recommend using a similar navigation method to what we used with online help. First, make sure that Quick Nav is off.
Quick Nav on. Quick Nav off.
Remember, you can toggle this feature on and off with the right and left arrow keys at the same time. Now, you can use the right arrow key by itself to move to the next section of the guide, and the left arrow key by itself to move to the previous section.
Hot, heading level 1, what's new in VoiceOver? Main, heading level 1, turn VoiceOver on or off. Main, heading level 1, pause or mute speech.
Use the VO right and left arrow keys to read through the content of each section.
Temporarily pause VoiceOver when it's speaking, or mute it altogether. Note, VO represents the link, VoiceOver modifier, period. List two items. Pause or resume speech. There are several ways to control speech, one of two.
When you're done using the Getting Started Guide, you will need to close Safari by pressing Command Q.
Finder, Desktop, Desktop, Empty Group.
So that's a basic overview of the built-in help functions for VoiceOver. If you're having technical difficulties using VoiceOver on your Mac, there is also an Apple support line that you can call or email. If you do call this number, be clear to the support staff that you need support for the VoiceOver screen reader. Not all of the support staff are equally familiar with VoiceOver, and you'll want to make sure you're talking to someone who's very comfortable with it. You can contact Apple support at 1-877-204-3930, or you can contact them through email at accessibility@apple.com.